Today is Wednesday, December 11th. What to know about a historic day in the impeachment process, and what deal is actually bringing lawmakers from both parties together? Plus, are the Patriots in trouble? Apple's latest tools for the iPhone, and the word of the year, explained. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. It's official. Democrats have written two articles of impeachment against President Trump. As expected, the formal charges are abuse of power and obstruction of Congress. Here's why they zeroed in on these two charges. First, they claim Trump abused his power when he asked Ukraine to announce investigations into his political rivals, including the Bidens, while withholding millions of dollars in aid at the same time. They say the president did this to get a boost in next year's election. In other words, they say he tried to use the power of his office for his personal gain and betrayed the U.S. And the obstruction of Congress charge, that's because once lawmakers in Congress started investigating President Trump, he told his staffers to ignore the subpoenas. There's also some talk about the charges Democrats did not include. For example, they were also considering a bribery charge, but that's off the table for now. While bribery is also listed as grounds for impeachment, the New York Times says it makes things a bit more complicated since it's also known as a criminal charge. Fox News reports Republicans are criticizing that move, saying the choice to leave out bribery was just based on focus groups. As for next steps, the AP says we can expect the House Judiciary Committee to vote on these articles by the end of the week. In fact, they begin deliberations today. Then everyone in the House of Representatives will likely vote in the coming weeks. If they pass at least one article of impeachment, the president is formally impeached. President Trump is not happy. He again called the impeachment process a witch hunt and said Democrats have a weak case. He thinks they just want him out of office. But remember, even if the House does vote to impeach, it then goes to the Senate, which is controlled by Republicans. They'll hold a trial to decide whether President Trump will actually be removed from office. It's very unlikely he would be, since at least 20 Republicans would need to vote to remove him. Still, only two other presidents have actually been impeached in American history. Presidents Andrew Johnson and Bill Clinton. And neither of them were removed from office. Richard Nixon resigned right before he would have been impeached. While impeachment divided lawmakers yesterday, something else brought them together. A new trade deal between the U.S., Mexico, and Canada. NBC News reports less than an hour after Democrats announced articles of impeachment yesterday, they announced they were signing off on President Trump's trade agreement. The two sides had been going back and forth on this deal for months, but they finally found some common ground. The trade agreement is important to keep products moving between the three countries without tariffs or an extra tax. If finalized, CNN says the new deal will give a boost to the auto industry, dairy farmers, and tech companies, and it could help create some jobs. President Trump called the deal the, quote, most important trade deal ever made by the USA. And top Democrats also call it a victory for American workers. Remember, the former deal was called NAFTA, the North American Free Trade Agreement. The new one to replace that now is called the USMCA, for United States-Mexico-Canada Agreement. The House is expected to hold a formal vote on the new one next week, and then it could go into effect next year. Also, a quick note on the trade negotiations with China. CNBC reports tariffs on Chinese imports like toys, phones, laptops, and clothes are set to go into effect on Sunday. But both countries are reportedly taking steps to delay those tariffs, so more to come this week. Some sad news to report out of New Jersey. A shootout there left six people dead, a police officer, three bystanders, and two suspects. USA Today reports the shootout and standoff went on for 4 hours, and police are working a few different crime scenes now. CBS News says it apparently all started when an officer was checking on suspicious activity at a cemetery and was shot and killed. Two suspects then reportedly barricaded themselves in a grocery store. From there, witnesses say there was continuous gunfire, all in a residential area. When it was over, five more people were dead. Police believe two were the suspects and three others were innocent bystanders. Authorities said there's no sign this was terrorism, but later the Jersey City mayor tweeted the area may have been targeted. Now there's some confusion about what exactly that means and if this was a hate crime, since the grocery store is in what's considered a Jewish neighborhood. More details expected today. President Trump is expected to sign an executive order today that the White House says targets anti-Semitism on college campuses. Reuters reports the order threatens to cut funding to colleges that do not properly address discrimination. Officials say this is because of an increase in the number of incidents against Jews on campus. The AP says it will also reportedly tell the Department of Education to broaden its definition of anti-Semitism to possibly include criticism of Israel. Critics are worried, though. Some say this might be used to limit free speech, like criticism of Israel's government and decision-making. The New England Patriots broke the rules. They admitted to illegally filming the field during Sunday's game, but claim it was harmless. The video was taken during a Browns and Bengals game. ESPN reports an outside crew was okayed by the Browns to shoot video for the Patriots web series called Do Your Job, but the Bengals and the NFL did not sign off. And now some aren't so sure it was harmless. The NFL is investigating. Back in 2007, the Patriots were caught using video to steal play calls from other teams, and they faced big fines for it. So this could be a similar story, or not. We'll see. The Patriots play the Bengals this weekend. All right, we have more news ahead, but first let's take a quick break for our sponsor this week. I've recently improved my daily routine, and it's made such a difference, from making sure I'm getting to the gym in the morning to being more productive at work. And I love that so many products I get from FabFitFun fit right into my day. For example, from the Winter Box, I'm now using the Sidekick crossbody bag every day. It's perfect for taking to the gym or just going to a casual lunch. And I can even listen to more podcasts now thanks to my new Bluetooth shower speaker. FabFitFun's seasonal subscription box introduces me to so many different products I actually use across beauty, fitness, fashion, and lifestyle, and they are always full-size items. It's why I'm so excited every time the new box arrives each season. I love being surprised, but you also have the option to customize your FabFitFun box. The box retails for $49.99, but always has a value of over $200. And when you use the coupon code NEWSWORTHY, you get $10 off your first box at FabFitFun.com. Again, go to FabFitFun.com and use the code NEWSWORTHY for $10 off your first box. Now, back to the news. Facebook says it will not give law enforcement a way to read encrypted messages. The Verge says Attorney General William Barr had asked Facebook to create a so-called backdoor so law enforcement could read people's Facebook and WhatsApp messages during investigations. But Facebook is saying, no way. If it creates a backdoor for the government, it makes users more vulnerable to hackers. Attorney General Barr disagrees, saying technology like that makes it harder to investigate and stop crimes, including terror attacks. Even as Facebook puts up a fight, Barr told The Wall Street Journal, tackling encryption is still one of his top priorities. There are new tools out now for parents to limit when their kids use their iPhones. It's part of new parental controls called communication limits. TechCrunch says for the first time, parents can set limits on who kids can talk to and text with during certain hours. So this means parents can stop their kids from texting friends late at night or even during the school day. They can also set times when their children's devices cannot be used at all. The goal? Stop kids from getting addicted to their iPhones. The controls are on Apple's newest operating system, iOS 13.3, available now. The Google-owned Waze app wants to help drivers stay safe during winter weather. So it's created a new feature called Snow Warnings. It allows users to report wintry weather and road conditions in real time, like unplowed roads and black ice. Engadget says it might even help cities see what roads still need to be cleared. The feature is live now. For the first time in nearly four decades, Vanna White hosted the Wheel of Fortune. Variety says the longtime host, Pat Sajak, had emergency surgery to fix a blocked intestine in November, and he needed a fill-in while he was recovering. So Vanna White, known for turning or pushing the letters, has taken over for a couple of weeks. In the meantime, Minnie Mouse took over on the puzzle board. The Merriam-Webster's word of the year is they. Merriam-Webster says it's all based on data, and they, as a personal pronoun, saw a 313% increase in lookups on the company's site this year compared to last year. The company saw spikes in searches for they early on during Paris Fashion Week in January, which featured a transgender non-binary model, as well as other times throughout the year. Merriam-Webster even added a new definition to its online dictionary this year to reflect the use of they, relating to a person whose gender identity is non-binary. Other words topping the list come from politics, including quid pro quo and impeach. All right, that's it for the main news today, but it's now time for Work Wednesday, where we break down one interesting career or work-related news story every Wednesday. And because I know work can be a bit stressful, this Work Wednesday is brought to you by the Meditation Minis podcast. It provides free guided meditations for anxiety, stress, and sleep. In fact, reviewers say it's even better than those big guys. Just search Meditation Minis in your podcast app and feel better fast. So today's story is a feel-good one about a $10 million bonus. Yes, USA Today says a Maryland real estate company surprised its nearly 200 employees that it'll be splitting that $10 million among them. That breaks down to $50,000 apiece, although the amount depended on how long each employee worked there. Yahoo Finance says some people got as much as $270,000, bringing many people to tears. The company did this to celebrate reaching a big milestone, saying it would not be possible without the team. All right, thank you so much for listening today. As always, you can read more about the news stories we talked about in today's show notes. Just click episodes on thenewsworthy.com to see all the links and sources. The Newsworthy is ready for you to listen every weekday by 4 in the morning. I'll be back with more news tomorrow. Have a great day.